Welcome to Focus on Fabulous Weddings. I'm your host, Bambi Cantrell. Today we're going to talk about flattering ways to pose the plus size client. You know, it really does make a difference on the way that you pose that subject in relation to the light source. You can make any person look heavier or thinner depending on the positioning of your camera in relation to the light source. Well, let's get right down to it. Let's look at the photograph that I have before you. Notice, first of all, is this bride turned away from the light source or towards the light source? Well, if you said away from the light source, you'd be absolutely correct. Well, that's done absolutely for a reason. You see, I want to photograph this young woman on the shadow side of the face. Why? Because shadows minimize, highlights emphasize. And I want to make that face and that body look a bit more narrow. It also gives her body a bit more shape. You see, when we flat light a subject, if we photographed her from the right-hand side, for example, it's going to flatten out her bust and it's going to make her look just larger and more bulky and without shape, most importantly. So step one is to turn the body away from the light source. And the second step is that camera position needs to be on the shadow side of the face. So we would not go towards the window and photograph from the window side. We'd want to photograph on the shadow side of this subject. The next step is to have the subject lean away from the light source slightly and towards the camera. Now you might ask yourself, well, what are the benefits of that? Well, here's the benefit. First of all, when you have your subject lean with the chest towards the camera slightly, it's going to straighten out the back of it, and it's going to minimize any double chin that might be you might see in the camera. The third thing that you might want to do is you want to raise your camera position a little bit and photograph from a higher angle. You see, the higher camera angle is again going to minimize any double chin that your subject might have. Try these three things: photograph on the shadow side of the face, have the subject lean slightly towards the camera, and then raise your camera's position when you take the picture. You're going to find those three things are going to make your subject look much more graceful, much more elegant, and much more slender. I hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on Fabulous tip. If, by the way, you'd like to see some, you'd like to have some handy guides to follow you at your next wedding, I hope that you'll go to my website, cantrellportrait.com, and check out some of my educational products. Cantrell cue cards, there are four different kinds: portrait, wedding collection 1, and weddings volume 2, and also boudoir. They're packed full of tips that you can take right along with you to your next portrait session or to your next wedding. And they're going to give you great ideas for photographing the plus size bride, groups of people, couples, brides, grooms, and much more. Until next time, I hope I'll see you again. Thanks so much for listening. Bye now.